You will what? Roland asked. Tell, Eddie said. If anything comes up that seems, you know, really important, I'll tell you. Both of you. Right now, there isn't. So if we're going somewhere, Shane, old buddy, let's saddle up. Shane? Who is this Shane? I'll tell you that some other time, too. Meantime, let's go. They packed the gear they had brought with them from the old campsite and headed back, Susanna riding in her wheelchair again. Eddie had an idea she wouldn't be riding in it for long. 21. Once, before Eddie had become too interested in the subject of heroin to be interested in much else, he and a couple of friends had driven over to New Jersey to see a couple of speed metal groups, Anthrax and Megadeth, in concert at the Meadowlands. He believed that Anthrax had been slightly louder than the repeating announcement coming from the fallen bear, but he wasn't 100% sure. Roland stopped them while they were still half a mile from the clearing in the woods and tore six small scraps of cloth from his old shirt. They stuffed them in their ears and then went on. Even the cloth didn't do much to deaden the steady blast of sound. "This device is shutting down," the bear blared as they stepped into the clearing again. It lay as it had lain at the foot of the tree Eddie had climbed, a fallen colossus with its legs apart and its knees in the air, like a furry female giant who had died trying to give birth. "Shutdown will be complete in 47 minutes. There is no danger." "Yes, there is," Eddie thought, picking up the scattered hides, which had not been shredded in either the bear's attack or its flailing death throes. "Plenty of danger. To my fucking ears." He picked up Roland's gun belt and silently handed it over. The chunk of wood he had been working on lay nearby. He grabbed it and tucked it into the pocket in the back of Susanna's wheelchair as the gunslinger slowly buckled the wide leather belt around his waist and cinched the rawhide tie down. "In shutdown phase, one subnuclear cell operating at 1% capacity. These cells," Susanna followed Eddie, holding in her lap a carry-all bag she had sewn herself. As Eddie handed her the hide, she stuffed them into the bag. When all of them were stored away, Roland tapped Eddie on the arm and handed him a shoulder pack. What it contained, mostly, was deer meat, heavily salted from a natural lick Roland had found about 3 miles up the little creek. The gunslinger had already donned a similar pack. His purse, restocked and once again bulging with all sorts of odds and ends, hung from his other shoulder. A strange homemade harness with a seat of stitched deerskin dangled from a nearby branch. Roland plucked it off, studied it for a moment, and then draped it over his back and knotted the straps below his chest. Susanna made a sour face at this, and Roland saw it. He did not try to speak. This close to the bear, he couldn't have made himself heard even by shouting at the top of his voice, but he shrugged sympathetically and spread his hands. "You know we'll need it." She shrugged back. "I know, but that doesn't mean I like it." The gunslinger pointed across the clearing. A pair of leaning, splintered spruce trees marked the place where Shardik, who had once been known as Mir in these parts, had entered the clearing. Eddie leaned toward Susanna, made a circle with his thumb and forefinger, then raised his eyebrows interrogatively. "Okay?" She nodded, then pressed the heels of her palms against her ears. "Okay, but let's get out of here before I go deaf."